Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," in John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of the church, and we would ask the question, what is church? What is a church and which is the best one? We might as well ask these questions as there are thousands of different churches and denominations, which is seemingly confusing. And is there a right church? Let's look at the word church. This is from the Greek and translated from ecclesia, or interpreted as the called ones, from which we understand that the church is a collection of called ones. Jesus calls out his disciples. In the New Testament, we see that the first disciples were called out by Jesus. For example, in Matthew 4:21, going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing for the nets. Jesus called them. Ephesians 4, verse 1, as a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. That is Paul, of course. In Mark 6, verse 7, calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. So Jesus calls or chooses us, and he tells the disciples he chose them for a reason to bear fruit. He also gave them the necessary authority and power to accomplish this. After all, being sent to do a task without being equipped for the task is not a good idea. In John 15:16, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." A stumbling stone. Jesus said his church will be a stumbling stone to the Jews and all who refuse to believe. Matthew 16 verse 18, "Now I say to you that you are Peter," or Cephas, which means rock. "And upon this rock," and there's stumbling stone, "I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." John 3 verse 8, we see Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil or the kingdom of darkness. And then in 19 he says, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." So the kingdom of heaven then would be the church of Jesus Christ on earth. If we are members of the kingdom of heaven, born again from above, then we have access to heaven, its promises and power granted to its citizens. If that is so, we also need a key to enter. Jesus told Peter that he would give him the keys to the kingdom in Matthew 16 verse 19. He said, "And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. Whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." This means we are able to open the doors for others and shut them if required. I think of Ananias and Sapphira, where they lied to Peter about the price their plot was sold for, and he literally pronounced a death sentence over them so that they died on the spot. Not a good idea. Question for Christian believers or followers of Christ. Keys to the church or kingdom of heaven. Do you have a key? What this implies is that as a spiritually born child of God, we are able to access the throne room with petitions for work needed on earth to advance his kingdom and the power to carry it out, such as needed in healing, deliverance, etc. Another question might be, if you consider that you are a child of God and part of his church or ecclesia, do you know what your calling is, and have you experienced or are you aware of your calling? Where does real church and fellowship and teaching take place? In the New Testament early church, we see the book of Acts and elsewhere the following. Romans 16 verse 9. "Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia." These would all be boats by Paul, who set out to establish the church in the Gentile church. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 19. "The churches in the province of Asia send you their greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets in their house." Finally, in Philemon 1 2, "To Appia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home." So we see that the early church of called ones began by meeting in their homes. This is where real fellowship and family interaction take place, a place of security and comfort for hurting and needy people if need be. Large buildings where all the smaller house churches meet is really a place of corporate worship and praise, where teaching and ministry can take place under the supervision of anointed leaders and elders. In closing, we will next look at the work of the church, and I pray that you'll be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DV, and God bless.